Masechet Berachot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. The Mishnah here is talking about Tefillat Musaf, the additional Tefillah that we say on Rosh Chodesh, on Shabbat, and on Yamim Tovim, on holidays. Mishnah says, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, En Tefillat HaMusafin Ela Behever Ir. This Tefillah Musaf is only something that's prayed as part of a minyan. If there's a minyan together in the city, they can pray musaf. But an individual who's alone cannot pray musaf. An individual has no connection whatsoever to tefillat musaf. The whole idea over here is that since the prayer of musaf has no tahanunim in it whatsoever, has no bakasha, has no ask of God, and it's only really about praise specifically, the individual has no real connection to it, and that it's enough if just the community alone prays it with a minyan. But if there's an individual alone, and either not part of a minyan, there's no minyan in town, or he didn't go to shul that morning, a individual does not pray musaf according to this understanding of Rabbi Azar ben Azariah. Mishnah continues and says, V'hachamim omrim behever ir, v'shelo behever ir. Hachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and say, no. Whether a person is part of a minyan, or whether he's alone praying biyahid, he has to pray tefillat musaf. It doesn't matter about the minyan. And the last opinion of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda omer mishmo. Rabbi Yehuda heard a different tradition in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He said, Kol makom shiyesh hever ir, hayahid patur mitifilat musafin. He said specifically, when Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that an individual is exempt from saying tefillat musaf, that's only if there is a minyan that's praying musaf in his city already. They take care of the whole city if they're there. But if there is a town where there's no minyan and this person's an individual there, at that point he's obligated. And that's really the difference between the first understanding of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which we're going to call Tana Kama, and this answer, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, according to Tana Kama, there's no connection for a yachid, an individual, to musaf whatsoever. I don't care if there's a minyan in town. I don't care if there's no minyan in town. A yachid can never pray musaf. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that a yachid doesn't pray musaf, that's only because the sibur, the minyan that was in town, took care of everybody's obligation. But if he's in a town where there's no minyan, he has to pray on his own. He has to pray as an individual, beyahid. And the Bar Tenura writes over here, or the commentaries write, that halacha is like hachamim, that no matter who you, no matter if you're part of a minyan, you're not part of a minyan, you're an individual, you have to pray tefillat musaf, and that is our halacha, that is our custom.